systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Boom! Hello and welcome to the Jam Hole. Today is Friday, January 30th, 2009. My name is Matt.
And I'm Braden.
And this is our shit, episode number 148. Thank you so much for joining us. If you are listening live, thejamhole.com/feedback is where you can type shit. We'll read it on the show, or you can give us a call live, 406-204-4687. Right now, we are streaming live audio and video, even though you might have noticed some technical difficulties beyond our control with live video.
Considering it's like midnight now.
Right. And see, this isn't the first time this has happened.
No.
You might think.
Yeah, live video, it wouldn't crash, you know, regularly, right. Would it?
So, seeing how this isn't the first time this has happened, we decided to create a backup. So our new backup live audio video stream is going to be through Ustream. So when we say, hey, live video is effed, we'll see you at the backup.
Yep.
That means you will type in thejamhole.com/backup, and that will take you, pow, right here. Now, you don't need an account to join the chat room. I don't think.
No, it just makes you like a random account, kind of.
Is that what? Okay, yeah. So it's good. And also, I did make thejamhole.com/Ustream. So either or, it'll both take you to the same place. Yeah, I kind of like it. It's all right.
It's not bad. I mean, it's a good backup. You know?
We have to have the window in window thing to have, you know, I'm in the main window, obviously, and
right.
Then Braden's in the little window there, and I can move it around and all that kind of stuff. So it's all right. I mean, we can't see you guys, which is okay, I guess. I don't really even look at you guys. He does, I guess.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Yeah.
I always have their cams up, but...
Yeah, see, I don't even bother doing that. So it's cool. We got the backup going. I hear... Keith and the girl had to do just live audio.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Wow,
it's just
got
what
them.
I heard.
Yeah, they word on the street.
They don't have thejamhole.com/backup.
No.
Oh, that's
Hey, how's
fun.
Your steez?
Oh, fucking backed up. I need some Pepto, man.
Yeah, seriously, where are the laxatives?
Oh, goodness. So, yeah, before we get into some other shit, we did get a voicemail, and I noticed... I threw that out there just if you go to thejamhole.com and you happen to read the show notes for every show, I threw in a little thing, a little egg, you could call it, that, hey, here's your chance to win a free t-shirt if you don't have one already.
Really?
I made a little comment in the show notes as I tend to try and make them entertaining and all that bullshit.
Yeah, I read the show notes. I don't know if I caught
that,
though.
So we did a story about this dude that shoved a crack pipe up his ass and it
right.
broke and that. And, you know, I make...
Temperature changes may tend
extreme
to crack
fluctuations
pipe.
And temperature yeah. changes have been known to crack pipes.
Yeah.
Crack pipes. So, I said, if the first person that's not 26, that doesn't already have a Jam Hole shirt, to tell me who that is, like what that's,
oh, what
from,
that's from,
the artist and the song name, will mm-hmm. get a free t-shirt.
Cool.
But nobody seemed to know,
oh.
So. I don't know if they didn't know or if they just didn't.
I don't know. They should have heard that song from us
right.
like,
or,
at least 100 times.
Or you can just type that in, but I don't think anyone even bothered to read it. So,
yeah,
whatever. The answer was Sage Francis, of course, but... That's fine. We have t-shirts. If you want one, thejamhole.com/donate. So, yeah, we did have a voicemail from 26. I would like to play for you right now.
All right, Matt. I need your perspective on something. Yeah, it's 26. Fucking. All right, so you probably have the same exact situation because you're in Montana. There's a lot of redneck shit. Now, here in Rhode Island, there's a smaller amount of them. Maybe that's just the proportion. So, anyway, I know this kid. He's like kind of like a redneck. He's got some West Coast shopper posters. You know, listens to Tech N9ne. I mean, that's cool, I guess, but, like...
No, it's not.
He listens to, hot enough things. Not so cool, but whatever. I mean, to each his own, right? Yeah, Tech Nine, nigga.
Tech Nine?
So anyway, I'm at his house. He's like, can you put some songs from your iPod to my computer so I can give him some Aesop Rocks and Bernie Starkport, whatever. So I put the shit on his computer, and so to do it, I download this one fucking program called Music Rescue from a reputable company that sells it, just to copy the music over. And then, like, later on, he's like, what the fuck, man? You gave me a virus. I'm going to beat your ass. I'm like, I didn't do shit. And he's like, he's so ignorant about computers. And I've seen this in people before. Like, you'll just do one thing on their computer, just trying to help them. And they'll be like, oh my God, you gave me a virus. And they get, like, angry about it. And I know, like, what the fuck? Like, what do I even say to him? And then he gave me a virus in AIM. He's a retard. And I could, oh God.
Breathe,
Tech Nine,
breathe.
Matt. Tech Nine.
Tech Nine!
I fucking hate that.
Yeah, they're
shit.
Pretty bad.
So, I'd like to say I know what that's like because I used to fix computers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
But I never had the problem of after I was done fixing it, someone was like, dude, you fucking gave my computer a virus even more and this and that. So, honestly, if that keeps happening to you, I would just stop doing it.
Usually when you fix, like, you know, an ignorant person's computer, they just thank you for whatever you did, even if you didn't even do anything, because they don't know.
Right, and especially if you're not charging them money.
Yeah.
Like, people that I found when I was doing that work, that the people whose computers you would fix for free, it seemed like they always wanted something else, and they were never satisfied with what you did. But the people that you charge, like, 50 or 75 bucks an hour for, they were so happy with whatever it was you did, just because it cost them money, so they make the connection that I'm paying for this, it must have been worth
something,
it. Right. So the people that do it for free, they're more likely to take it for granted, and then they'll want to fuck you over.
And they'll just be a complete douche.
But I mean, if he's to the point where he's like, I'm gonna kick your ass, then I would fight him, kick his ass, take his iPod, and be like, look, now you don't have an iPod. Did you learn?
We could have done this the easy way, but you wanted it done the hard way.
Hey, through the hard way, man. Yeah. That's how it goes sometimes.
That's how the Beastie Boys do it.
I know, that's how you have to deal with shit sometimes. That's just fucking how it is. 26 says it was free and I wasn't fixing shit, just giving him some free music. He's just a dumb fuck that keeps looking up porn. I would just point that out to him that, you know, these gay porn sites you keep going to.
Right, the donkey sex.
Right,
I mean,
you're bound to get a virus eventually.
You gotta be careful with that stuff.
Just, people, never happy.
Never. You can't please people.
My patience is wearing very thin these days with people.
I don't really have any.
So, we got a few emails I'd like to go through. Something interesting Alana pointed out. She says, so, just listening to Wednesday's show, and about those girls, Lamb and Lynx.
Mm-hmm.
You have had conversations on the Flathead Beacon with their mom.
Really?
April Gaede, or Gaede, G-A-E-D-E. I totally remember her, too. She was the one that was spewing, like, just some
racist shit.
Just, like, fuck. Oh, I don't
That's
even
awesome.
Know. It was such a long time ago.
Do you remember what it was on?
I think it was on the post about the mushroom pickers.
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
guess.
Yeah, I think that was it. I remember her saying that she would listen to the show. They moved here from California because they weren't as many minorities.
Mm.
That's crazy.
That
so
is crazy.
Now we have their mom's first and last name, which should make it a little bit more easy to track them down.
Right, or perhaps find a phone number of some sort.
Perhaps, and perhaps give them a call on the show sometime, perhaps. And we got another.
I would actually almost prefer we should call them, talk to their mom, and then talk to them. That would be awesome. Just a family interview. Is your dad home?
Do it like all interrogation style. Like have the mom in one room.
Yeah,
and then
exactly.
Have the, yeah. Like,
are you alone?
Not one. Like not let them listen, so we can get the truth of the matter.
Yeah.
So Johnny from Tucson sent me an email. It says, I know you like poetry, so I dug up this old poem I found on a school computer in high school.
Oh, God.
This was written by possibly the most annoying person I've ever met.
I read this, and it's pretty interesting.
You may have read it, but you didn't hear it. And I'm going to read it to you guys. I think I understand where this kid was coming from. I'm going to give it the proper feeling.
Okay.
This guy would just sit and write bad sci-fi fan fiction all day and would basically alienate anyone who ever tried to talk to him. I'm kind of picturing the dude from Grandma's Boy, the nerdy kid, and he's like,
they're
shut
all
up.
Nerdy. Oh, okay, that one.
You're a douche. That kid, the weird... Yeah, yeah. I'm picturing that. Like, whenever they tried to be nice to him, he'd get all weird and all, does not compute, and just, like, freak out and
think
shit.
About getting metal legs.
Yeah, no big deal. The Matrix. We even got this hot chick to ask him for his number, and he said, no way!
What?
No way!
No way.
Hey, can
I don't have time for chicks.
Can I have your phone number?
No.
No way.
Way.
Anyways, I printed off about 1 million copies of this poem in high school and distributed them, and they deleted it after they found out, but I had already saved it. We rode the same bus, and I would subtly quote it for weeks until he figured out I had read it. Just dropping, like, random
lines. Yeah, just random lines out of it, just
like,
slipping it in.
Walking up behind him and just whispering lines in his ear.
Or just slip it into a conversation
or just, like, drop little notes and shit just all day long.
That would mess with me.
I'd write out each line on a separate piece of paper and fold it up and just fill his fucking locker with it. We rode the same bus, blah, blah, blah. He was pissed. I thought this was jam hole worthy, so enjoy. Ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. I give you Fury by Andrew Marsh. And I read... All my life I've been tormented emotionally, being disrespected, nobody knowing me, being the only intelligent one. This doesn't rhyme.
No.
I just want to point
it's
that out.
It's not that kind of... Well, a lot of poems don't rhyme.
Yeah, the ones that suck.
I agree. I don't really like poems that don't rhyme.
A poem that doesn't rhyme is called a story.
Yeah,
let me
much.
Tell you a story.
Well, there's a different name for that kind of poem.
A story.
Well.
All of these things are as a burden upon my soul. All of the spiritual neglect, no one caring about the way they have treated me negatively. Teachers doing nothing about my torture. All the darkness that has ensnared my soul.
Wow. Holy shit.
Sad much?
What are you thinking about?
Left untreated like an incredible... Left untreated, take two.
Okay.
Left Drink. Untreated like an incurable disease. It destroys my soul as a virus destroys cells.
Wow.
Rapidly growing is my vengeance as I play harmless. What I would like is for every tormentor of my soul to suffer the way I suffered all those years. No one can translate how long I've been holding back on rage. Against the machine. Only two words can describe such plight.
I don't know what those words are.
Time bomb.
Oh, okay.
Two words. Time bomb.
Are you a ticking time bomb?
I'm a ticking time bomb, and you just hit the detonator. Right now, darkness, cloudiness, storms. Those are my only comfort that I have from all the years of torture. None of the humans who have performed devilish acts upon my soul have ever considered my soul's time of vengeance. He's a hang-up on my soul and vengeance and time bomb.
Yeah, he's got some hang-ups.
Amusement! That is all they did it for, not once considering the error of toying with my bitterness. I have not forged a path to evil, nay, yet those people cared not for my feelings. Right now, fiery vengeance is all that motivates my torn-up soul. No human can know of the bitterness that is inside of me. You can never know. torture is all I've experienced in my life. Very few people care. I feel as if I am in the middle. I feel as if I am Malcolm, and I am in the middle of a room, screaming my lungs out, and no one bothers to even look up.
Is that it?
No. I'm just...
Fuck. I'm kind of taken back a little bit. Sounds like he...
Have you ever experienced what it's like to be in the middle of a room screaming at the top of your lungs and no one even bothers to look up?
No, because...
Like, you're not even there.
People actually care about me.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I'm not a loser like this guy.
Vengeance is not sweet! You may say... Vengeance is a sweet, sweet nectar. Nay, it is not sweet, but very bitter. It
like
is almost
soul.
Bittersweet. No human can have a vicarious experience from the magnitude of my anger. I feel as if I could explode at any time.
Because like I'm a ticking time
like
bomb.
Like a time bomb. Much like the time bomb I mentioned in verse 3. Take 2. I feel cathartic of all except anger. That is the only emotion left inside my tortured soul. I have been betrayed by my own race. They won't even let me play D&D with them anymore.
I know. I was their GM for such a long time. They just kicked me right out.
Okay, I'm going to ask you, what's a DM? And then part two of that question.
Okay.
How the fuck do you know that?
I grew up with two of the geekiest people you probably ever met.
Okay.
One of which still plays that game.
Of course he
and
does.
And he's like, here, let me guess. You can go ahead and guess how old he is. And still plays D&D.
39?
No, that's way too far.
I don't fucking care.
He's 25 and he still plays D&D.
Okay.
It's embarrassing.
You ready for the last verse?
Yeah.
No human will ever know of my bitterness in me. It shall emerge to engulf the world into hatred and darkness.
This is a school shooting waiting to happen.
Even more so than the earth is right now. You may say, hey... How can we get engulfed in any more hatred, and how could it get any more dark?
You can unleash this guy on the
planet. It will, my friend, it will. You wait till I unleash this time bomb.
This tortured soul.
This fucking fiery vengeance I have within me that is not sweet, but it is bitter. We will be plundered into pure, unaltered darkness. No sun... That will eventually please my soul. People have failed in the one duty placed upon them. I ask you to do one fucking thing, and you failed. I ask you to change your nickname, and you couldn't even do that. You couldn't type /nickname, and name is what you want your nickname to actually be. One thing, complete and utter failure. Those people have betrayed me.
They were never on your side in the first place.
Is this kid still alive?
I would guess there's a high probability of a no.
Of a not at all.
Yeah, like, I mean, I guess it's possible, but either he has killed himself or someone has killed him.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, today I'm at work and I'm fucking... Oh, by the way, thank you for saying that. And if you ever have anything to send into us, you can email info@thejamhole.com. So, yeah, I'm at work today. I'm fucking doing my shit. And... I'm listening to Astronomy Cast. You listen to Astronomy Cast?
Yeah, I
Cast?
Listen to them.
I don't know if you guys listen to it, but I usually wait until I have nothing else to listen to, and then I'll listen to that. Like, I wait till there's a few episodes. Am I the only person, I don't know if anybody else does this, but you know there's the two hosts, right? There's Fraser Cain, mm-hmm. and then there's Pamela Gay.
Right.
Is it just me, or... Have any of you guys ever jerked off listening to Pamela Gay's voice?
You know, I've never jerked off to her voice.
But you thought about it.
I have gotten a little,
like
hot.
Like, oh, teach me astrophysics.
Yeah. I'm
and
like,
then
I,
just fucking, ugh. Yeah.
She's pretty sexy voice.
I'm listening to it today, and you know, I'm driving around delivering and shit, and I had to fucking stop, and I'm like, between, I don't know, it wasn't just her voice, but between her voice and the bumps on the road and shit, and if anybody knows her, I'd say hi.
Say hi.
So I'm up by the hospital and shit, and I don't know if it's, like, a long time ago when I started this Suboxone, remember I told you guys I was reading up and all these people were saying that after about 8 months, 9 months, a year, they start getting this deep, dark depression, right?
Right.
I don't know if you've noticed
and
or not.
It's getting close to a year now.
I have been in the shittiest fucking moods the past, like, couple weeks. Like, at work and shit. Like, on the show, I'm okay. Mm-hmm. But, like, when I picked you up, I just...
You were completely quiet.
I was just like,
yeah, I could tell. You were just, like, quiet in your straight face the whole time.
Yeah, and, like, not for any reason at all, but I don't know, man. Just lately, people have just been pissing me off. Like, at work, just talking to me. Whenever anyone, it seems, opens their mouth, in my mind, I'm just like, shut the fuck up, I don't care what you're saying, just all day long, and I don't know what's wrong, and then I start thinking about it, I'm like, man, I've been taking this for a while, I wonder if it's that. So today, I came this close to just getting out of the car and just punching this guy.
Really?
I was just pissed.
Wow,
so dude. Pissed. So I'm driving and I'm up by the hospital and I'm coming out of a road. If you guys are on the jamal.com/backup, you'll see us. So I'm coming out of the road here and there's cars here and I'm wanting to go that way. Hanging a Louie, right?
Right.
And there's a red light and there's cars, and I can go, but there's a car coming, so I'm thinking he's gonna stop and like let me go and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
He fucking doesn't. There's no cars coming the other way, so he could have stopped, and I totally could have went out, and everything would have been fine, right? He fucking pulls in, and he keeps going, and he stops right in fucking front of me. And I look at him, and I'm doing this, like, raising my hands, like, are you fucking kidding me? And it's this old guy, like, 75 years old, with his old fucking wife, and this other old fucking fuck in the back seat.
Figures, yeah.
And they're all looking at me.
Just,
like, what happened? So I fucking throw my hands up, and they're all staring at me, and I got my sunglasses on, and I'm just like, fucking fuck you. Just mouthing the word, just fuck you, you fuck. And I throw my hands up, and they're looking, and I'm like,
waving gang signs.
Like, yeah, I'm,
give
no,
them
I
clap.
Just fucking clap.
Yeah, bravo.
And I was so pissed about this. Like, usually...
don't usually do that, too.
Well, right. For one thing, like, I'm really good about that because I drive all the time and I know what it's like. So I always, like, let people go and stuff. So just the fact that he saw me and he saw my blinker was on, that I'm obviously not going to try and get in front of him. I'm going the other way.
Uh-huh.
And he just, like, slowly, like an old person walking, just slowly and all fucking unstable and shit, just pulls his car in and stops just right in front of my truck. And, dude, I don't know if it's this fucking depression I'm rolling into or what, but
I came so close
to getting out of the car and just, like, putting my fist through his window.
Yeah.
I was so pissed. And I'm sitting there, and I feel it in me. I'm just like, whoa, dude, this is new.
Wow.
I don't know if I can control this. Like, kind of scared myself almost.
It's pretty normal for you to do everything except the feeling where you actually want to do it.
I know.
Like, you always talk about it and stuff like that.
But usually I can, like, control it. I'm like, just whatever. But I was so fucking pissed, and it, like, it scared me a little bit. I'm like, man, if this keeps happening, like, I don't know.
One of these days, you're going to unleash the beast.
I'm not going to be responsible for the fucking, and it's going to be something stupid like that.
Right,
like,
just some stupid thing.
I know he saw me because they were staring at me, like, the whole time from the time I start. Because he's coming slow, right? So I'm acting like I'm going to go, thinking he's going to stop. And he just keeps going. And, oh, my fuck, dude. I don't know. So it just lately, though, like, I'm done with my route, and I go back to the office, and I'm just in a shitty fucking mood just all day. And, like I said, whenever I go in and people say anything to me, they could say, how's it going? Like, just more so than usual, I'm just like, fuck you. You know, just, wow. Like, I'm not saying it yet, but I'm kind of worried that, like, if this keeps up, it's gonna slip, and I'm gonna get in some fucking trouble or get fired for it or something.
Like, was it worse today than usual?
Like, just, yeah, like, the past week, 2 weeks, it's just been awful, and then, like, it's shit, and then when something happens like that, it just goes, like, way up here, and I'm just like, fuck you, and I just wanna, like, I just wanna kill somebody. I'm not saying, like, okay, I'm gonna fucking snap and start killing people, but
you just got that feeling.
And
you, like, feel building up in there, you know?
All I'm saying is that when it happens, nobody is allowed to be like, huh, I did not see that coming. Like, I just want to throw that out there. Yeah. Like, I feel like the only thing that can make this feel better is to just fucking let it out and just fucking kill somebody real quick and then be like, okay.
But the problem with that is once you do that, you're still going to feel that way about someone else. Well, someone else is going to piss you off, and you're going to have to kill them,
well,
too.
I mean, what do you do?
I don't know.
What do you do?
You got to... I don't know.
I don't know, man. But I just want to, like, let you guys know that I'm all right, but I'm not happy. I'm not... And I don't know if it's just... like I said, the Suboxone making me into this just...
Well, if nothing else has changed...
Or if it's just these people, like, maybe... I'm noticing it more. I don't know. I don't know what it is. But, man, just the littlest, dumbest shit is just pissing me off so bad. And
yeah,
I just,
I've been noticing for a while, but I haven't really said anything. I was just like, huh.
Like, say something. I fucking dare. I will punch you first. Oh, fuck. Yeah, I don't know. So, shit happens. Did you read today that fucking the Google News, or not Google News, but the Google Street View van... hit a deer?
Yes.
And it got... Did you see the pictures of that?
No, I did see the pictures.
Oh, man.
But I heard about it.
If you look in Google Street View, I forget what the address is. I'll post this in the show notes, though. Google already has it censored, but if you go to this one site, they have the pictures of it. And it's like there's three shots, and the first shot you see the deer coming, and then the second shot it's like right by the van, and then the third one it like bounces off the van, and then the last picture is... from the back, and you see it like laying in the ditch, just dead. Like,
that's awesome.
That seems so awesome that they have. I mean, it was bound to happen sooner or later.
Eventually, yeah.
There, you do that much driving, and they're starting to get out into these, you know, more rural areas.
Yeah, there's so many deer.
Yeah, totally. It just seems so crazy that like they're doing this to take pictures of this shit, and they're just rolling along, and all of a sudden a deer.
Dude.
I thought that was pretty fucking cool. So, real quick. So, remember when we were talking about the bailout, the banks and all this shit? Citigroup, in particular, is the one I want to mention right now. So, they went to the government, and they're like, hey, we need more money. We need some of that bailout money. And the government's like, hey, how much do you need? And they're like, oh, you know, not much, just $45 billion.
Okay, wait, you're talking about who? Citigroup?
Citigroup.
They
were
what do
a
they
banking
do?
Group.
Oh, they're a bank?
Right.
Okay.
I think. $45 billion.
Oh, Citi, like the credit card?
Citibank. Citigroup, I think, is the same place.
Like,
yeah,
Citi's what you can get. You get credit cards.
Right.
Bank. Okay.
So, we need money.
Right.
$45 billion.
Oh, is that a number?
Yeah. I'm just going to throw a number out here.
Here's 45.
I want you guys to just, you know, kick this around a little bit.
Throw it around the office.
We'll do lunch. No problem.
Yeah.
It's on me.
Do a Google conference call.
So, $45 billion, right?
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
Right. Guess what the government said.
Sure, here
Who
you go.
Who do I make that check out to? They're like, well, me. Now, do you know what they did with that money?
Spent
with some
all
of
it.
Okay, let's say, do you know what they did with $50 million of it? In one shot. Just
one
boom,
shot?
Here's $50 million. Guess what I got now.
Okay.
Just take a guess. What could I buy for $50 million? Besides a lot of hookers and blow.
Right. I was going to say that, but...
Okay. Well, you know, we need a new jet. We actually need
the old private jets, you know, the seats getting a little shitty.
But we don't need just any private jet. We need the top of the line 7X French made fucking 50. You just asked the government for money because you didn't have any some reason.
And so you're going to spend it on an airplane.
For yourselves.
Yeah.
That blows my fucking mind.
How can you do that?
How can you justify that?
I know. I mean, of course they can justify doing that because it's free money, but like...
No, but that money came from somewhere, right?
Right, but they don't give a fuck.
Obviously.
They just want their money.
But I'm saying, I understand maybe the government didn't know, like, okay, so what are... Like, if you asked me for $100, I would say... What do you need it for?
Right.
I would inquire as to the purpose that you need this Frenchman. And if it was a good enough reason, say, I'm broke and I have no food, I would say, sure, here's $100. Now, if you came up to me and you were like, hey, I need $100. And I'm like, what for? And you're like, well, I was thinking about starting a heroin addiction. No, I'm not going to give you $100 to do that.
Yeah, because I'd be asking more for $100.
$50 million. And can you fathom?
That was their first purchase when they got that
can
money?
Can you fathom how much money that is?
Fuck, I would never need that much money. Ever. Like, I'm good I'm good on $2 million, but I'm going to have to maybe push it up to three these, you know, way things
and
are going.
And understand that, okay... Something happened to where you guys got in this position in the first place to where you needed to go to the government and be like, yo, we need some help.
Hold on. 26 says they already have two corporate jets worth a combined $57 million, and they just thought it'd be cool to get another.
Hey, three's a charm, man. Yeah. Three's company.
Three's right.
Third time's a charm.
Right, that's what
right.
it
is. Right.
It's like, well, you know, we still got tons of money.
Do you realize, do you know what you could have done with that money? You just blew it all in one spot for a brand new jet.
Yeah.
You could have fixed so much shit.
Yeah, for $50 million.
You could have gave two to us and still had $48 million.
Well, not counting the other fucking...
Not fucking even counting the rest of the $45 billion you got altogether.
Right.
New rule. I think we already set this rule, but some of you might not have been listening. If you ask the government for money, you're not actually allowed to blow it on stupid shit.
Wait, so they just go straight up to the government, hey, we need $45 billion in bailout money. They're like, okay, here you go.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You
just like that?
Ask them, and maybe
they're
they were like,
what do you need that money for?
Well, to make more jobs and to help the economy to buy another jet plane.
Wait, what was that last part?
To make new jobs help the economy.
Okay,
and,
well, here you
we
go.
We need another jet. No, private jet. Really?
Come on.
That blows my mind. Hey, Matt, why is our economy in such a shit? I don't fucking know. Because we have 10 people getting $45 billion and blowing it. Like, it's nothing.
Guess, where do you think the government got that money from?
From us.
They probably borrowed it from...
From us. From us.
No, what's the fucking... What's that main bank?
The deficit?
No, the bank that the government borrows all their money from?
The one that's in Imagination Land? The one that doesn't probably even exist?
It was on that movie that we watched a while ago.
You know. What movie? Zeitgeist?
Zeitgeist. Really? Yeah, they were talking about that in the second one, Addendum.
Oh, yeah.
Which is why we're so far in debt, because they're borrowing all this money from the bank that controls it all, which is supposed to be regulating it.
I don't remember the name of it. But yeah, yeah. That just blows my fucking mind.
But that's what I'm thinking. They borrowed that $45 billion from that bank, putting us further in debt to give to them.
Right.
To put us even further
money
in debt.
Money that doesn't exist in the first place.
Exactly.
It's all just a number now, and it's backed up by if someone is like, hey, you remember that money we lent you? Can we have it back? And we're like, no, what are you going to do about it? You know, like, we're not making any friends.
No, it's
and
not going to work.
It just blows
like that.
Me away. Not only that they did that, but that they did that right now. Like, we're in such a shitty fucking time right now, and you're going out buying this bullshit. Like, you could have bought the not top of the line model, and still, that isn't even justified. You already have two. What do you need that for? That pisses me off so much that you guys can just go get this ridiculous amount of money and then blow this ridiculous amount of money on this ridiculous fucking thing that you don't even fucking need in the first place. Mm-hmm. And we wonder why shit's all fucked. Hey, did you fix that little problem that caused you to have to borrow money in the first place? Not yet?
I'll take care of that after I get this plane.
Well, hey, you let me know when you take care of that. And you also let me know if you need any more money, because I apparently shit it out every fucking morning when I have my cigarette.
If they can just ask for $45 billion, why can't we just ask the government million?
That's what we said on that one show. We start the podcast coalition. We get all the fucking head podcasters from all the top fucking shows. We form a group, and we go to the government, and we're like, hey, I see you're just tossing out fucking Benjamins left and right. We might as fucking well.
Take that idea seriously then, but now I'm thinking it might fucking work.
Maybe they'll appreciate the honesty. It's like, hey, we're not going to lie and tell you we're going to use it to create jobs and strengthen the economy. We're actually going to blow that money on drugs and whores. Is that cool? Oh, and we'll get a private jet also.
Right.
So that's okay, right?
Because they got
what
they
one.
Did.
So I just want to, you know, I'm just wondering.
And we're not asking for nearly as much, so.
No, unfucking believable. I can't even believe you would have the audacity to fucking ask for that much money in the first place. Mm-hmm. That just blows my fucking mind.
Man, it's getting political in the feedback.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Read some.
Let's see. 26 says, with the way the economy is, that $45 billion will be spent in like a year and a half.
It's probably already spent,
dude.
Well,
yeah. We might be better off just burning it.
Might as fucking well.
And then he says, I think Braden is talking about borrowing from China. And I didn't even know we were borrowing money from China.
We borrow from everybody.
Yeah, true.
Doesn't fucking even matter.
And then 26 says, no, the Federal Reserve is where they borrow money. It's all just digits on a computer.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. It doesn't even exist. Nope. Back in the day, it used to be backed up by how much silver or whatever
gold.
It was, gold we had. But now it's just a fucking number.
Well,
we
have more money than we have gold.
There's nothing to back that up, and that's why shit is such shit now. It's awesome.
Okay, Hal Brent here says, here in Econ 101, with all of this going on, Congress is not focused on how we get there. They just want us out of this mess. The best way possible to start is a new infrastructure projects, and those will create long-term jobs like the interstate highway system in the 1950s. But a cheaper and mostly more effective way is to prop up current large companies like the banks and the auto companies. This is a super good plan generally, but there's shitty companies, horribly run. This is the problem.
The
government needs to remember how we got there when they are cutting the checks if we want out.
You mean the cure isn't to actually go blow $50 million on private jets?
You know, you may think
I
it is.
I thought that was like, hey, we all have our jets? Are we all good?
Has everyone got their own jet?
Okay,
all
problem solved.
Yeah.
Fuck it, hey. Let's go fly.
All right.
Cool, guys. Cool. Enjoy
problem
that.
Problem solved.
Enjoy that. I'm glad I could have helped you guys get a new fucking jet.
Yeah, cool.
Hey, when I need to go to Argentina in June, like, can I borrow that? Is that cool? Because I know I help pay for it. Like, I just want to know when my time of this timeshare jet that we all fucking pitched in on. When do I get my fucking 28 seconds with it?
My turn.
You fucking cunts. Oh, such fucking bullshit. All right, well, we got another thing sent to us by Burger here through the Stumble Upon. If you're stumbling shit, you can add us as a friend, and then you can send us stuff. This one is called The Top 15 Craigslist Personal Ads Least Likely to Be Answered.
Sounds juicy.
Now, these are ads that you may find not so normal, perhaps.
Well,
ads that you would read and come across and be like, who? Are you looking for a real person here?
Are you,
this is ridiculous.
Is this for... Are you
for real?
Are you for real?
Is this real? All right, first one here. Want it from behind while you play Super Mario Brothers?
Excuse me?
Would you like it from behind? Like, from behind you? while you play Super Mario Brothers, SMB. Male for
no.
woman, 30. Do you love to play Super Mario Brothers on the classic Nintendo system?
Yeah.
If you're shaking your head right now, this is right up your alley. Do you like to get tagged from behind while you do it? No, wait.
Wait, no, that's no, right?
Can I do the tagging while I'm playing? Because that
would sounds
work.
Like he wants to fuck a girl while she plays Super Mario.
Right. Or, yeah, that's absolutely
okay.
what it is.
That's interesting. I would do that.
You must know your way around the game before we meet. Must be open to anal sex. Also, able to fake an orgasm. That's
really?
A plus. Can you fake an O?
Because he knows that she's not going to have one on her own, so you're going to have to fake it.
Because you're never going to have one with me.
Yeah,
so, if
so
you
I need you to fake it so I can have
can
one.
Can you fake the O? Because then we're okay.
Yeah, all right.
I will send you the address to a hotel and a room number. When you arrive, the door will be open. Please, come in. Close and lock the door and close the shades if they are still open. They might be, they might not be, I don't know yet. I will be in the bathroom and the door will be closed. Turn on the TV and the Nintendo. Remove all your clothing. Turn off all lights in the room and kneel down on the bed so you are directly in the light of the TV.
Wow.
I want you to bask in that
I
SMB.
I
want to
fuck you in the light of old school Super Mario Brothers.
You need to be facing the TV with your butt in the air pointed toward the pillows on the bed. I think, it's a dude looking for a chick that can play it.
Right. Like, that's what's going
to
get him
her.
Off.
Right. Okay.
What's going to get him off is this chick just playing Super Mario Brothers and just fucking kicking ass.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Press the start button on the controller when you are ready. Player one. I will hear the sound and turn the light off in the bathroom and come out. I'll hear the. You will not look directly at me, only. Look at the TV. When the first level starts, I will begin to finger you and lick you. I will be using lots of lube as well. When you reach the end of level 1, make sure to trigger the fireworks. This is vital. Okay.
Okay.
When
Don't
you
forget.
Hit that flag, you better right. hit that flag.
Hit
this
that
is,
shit.
This is vital. Okay. This is vital to the entire experience. I must hear the fireworks. When level 2 begins and Mario walks into the pipe, I will penetrate you. Do, do, do.
He's gonna, like, time it just
He's
fucking
got
perfect.
It, dude.
Yeah.
Do, do, do. That's so awesome. You may say things like, more, harder, yes, fuck me, but nothing else. Okay?
Okay.
What can you say?
Yeah, harder.
Right?
Fuck me.
Yes?
That's all I got.
Yes?
Yes.
More.
More.
What are you allowed to say?
More. Yes. Fuck me harder.
Yes. But nothing else.
Nothing.
I will continue having sex until the level ends, or I come, whichever comes first. Do not take the secret level skip. This is important. You do not. If
Funny
you
have
die,
to mention that.
If you die, I will pull out and spank you until Ooh. The level restarts. When you reach the flag, you must again trigger the fireworks and also orgasm. I will pull out. When the 1-3 starts, I will penetrate that ass. You are allowed to say something like, oh God, yes, or it hurts. No other conversation is allowed. You may not say, no, stop it. You may say it hurts,
right?
But you may not say, take it out, mm-hmm. stop it, no, nothing like that. You can say, oh God, it hurts. Oh God, yes, it hurts. Yes, oh God, it hurts. Oh, it hurts, yes, God. Huh? Huh?
Yes, God.
Hurts God, oh yes,
yeah,
it. Shit.
It's not working now.
When level 1-4 starts, I will alternate between holes as I see fit. Because I'm the controller, if you will. And then I'll fist you with the fucking power glove.
Yes.
Remember the power glove?
I do.
He didn't say that, but he fucking should
have. Can you fuck her in the ass with the duck hunt gun?
Oh, this fucking, as a matter of... Oh, fuck yeah.
No, I we'll get play. In some of that action.
Fuck yes. It hurts. You may beg me to come inside or outside of you, depending on what you want. When boss falls and you reach the princess, I will pull out and blow my load where you have convinced me I want to. You have to convince me that I actually even want to.
Yeah.
Because I might not want to. Yeah. I need a little convincing. You may then say something like, thanks, it was great, I loved it. Don't stop. If I'm impressed, you may continue playing and I will continue to pleasure you. If I am not, I will turn the Nintendo off and return to the bathroom. At this point in time, you will leave. Vacate the premises.
Yeah, that one never,
never,
ever, no way.
Never,
Does
ever?
Does it say if it did?
No, it just says these are the top 15 personals least likely to be answered.
Well, maybe someone answered it, but it never actually happened.
Yeah, I could see that. Ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
We're not going to do all 15 of these, but we'll do a few.
Cool.
I'm looking for a Joe Bud. With a twist.
A Joe Bud.
Male for male, 59. A Joe Bud.
Can you explain to me what that is?
You know Joe Plummer?
Yeah.
This is his friend, Joe Bud.
Oh, okay.
59-year-old retired male looking for a discreet bud. Hey, make it a Bud Light. To meet regularly for J-O only.
J-O only?
J-O. Jack off?
Okay.
Just a shot in the dark.
Yeah, I can't think of any others.
Hey, straight guys only. No gay stuff.
No gay stuff.
No gay stuff. Okay. I'm just looking for a dude to jack me off.
Just a J-O.
A discreet bud.
This is a discreet J-O buddy.
Hey, you give your girl an O?
Yeah.
Can you give me a J?
Can you give me an O?
The twist is, oh wait, no gay stuff.
Right.
Okay.
No gay
shit. Sounds gay.
No
but
fag,
it's not.
No queers here.
Hey, if you're queer, you just keep on walking.
Hey.
Harry, a plus on stomach and chest, but please, please be clean shaven down there.
Okay, why is that a concern if there's no gay stuff?
It's not. I'm just saying.
No gay stuff. Just make sure your balls are shaved.
Right. The twist? Are you ready for the twist?
I don't know,
you ready
man.
For the twist and shout, as I like to call it?
All right.
The twist is that I want a bud who can come live with me during storm season so we can go outside and J-O during a tornado.
Really?
Hey, see that tornado?
Yeah.
Storms are coming.
It's time to J-O.
You ready for the perfect storm? I'm ready to J-O. My ultimate fantasy is to have us tied with leather belts to pipes like Helen Hunt and Bill Paxton.
Oh, that's his
at
thing?
At the end of the movie Twister.
He wants to recreate that scene? But
right.
Why with
but
a
with
dude?
But with a dude, but no gay
but
stuff.
But no, I'm not gay. I just
right.
Want, okay.
If you look like Bill Paxton, all the better. If you look like Helen Hunt, but you're a dude... Right, like if you look like Helen Hunt...
But you got a penis and everything?
Right, like if you look like Helen Hunt, we're good.
Cool.
Right. That's awesome. I want our feet to be sucked up into the vortex. While we're doing that, we can J-O, possible handjob exchange, to climax into the vortex. Is J-O not jack-off?
It sounds
then?
Like it's not.
What's J-O? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Because I'm an idiot.
Yeah, I don't know what it is either. That's pretty awesome. He wants to, like, come into the tornado.
Yeah.
That's pretty creative. Just watch his cum get sucked
away. I
want to
impregnate the tornado with my J-O jizz.
I mean, me and this tornado J-O
is
babies.
Jack-off. Okay, well, then I'm right. Huh. Obviously, this
is... Oh, maybe he's talking about they should jack... themselves off.
Oh,
and then possibly
J-O
they'll
you.
Yeah, possibly they'll switch it up a little.
Hey, obviously this is impossible and dangerous to attempt, so I would be okay with just J-O looking at a tornado.
I just want to jack off with a buddy looking at a tornado.
Hey, let's meet up and find out if you are the regular J-O bud I need for the job. No reply without face and dick pics, but no gay stuff.
No gay stuff.
But I need a picture of your dick.
Right. That's...
You awesome.
Can't say no gay stuff when everything in the fucking ad is gay.
Sure you can.
guess you can,
hey,
obviously.
If city fucking fags can go beg for billions and then buy...
Yeah, okay.
You can say, no gay stuff, but I need a picture of your cock.
Right. But you need to jack... We're going to jack each other off.
Well, of course. Yeah. I mean,
no
why else...
Yeah.
Why else would we be here?
Yeah, right.
Like, I mean, I don't understand what... I don't get what's going on if you know, if we're not doing this. All right. Here's a good one. J.O. Fantasy Feline Fetish.
No.
Any guys want to get together for J.O. fun while observing my cats?
Don't run a train. Hey, please.
No homo stuff.
No, don't run a train on the kitty.
No homo stuff, but... maybe down for fondling each other with
really?
A fuzzy cat
Does
tail.
Does it actually say that?
With the fuzzy cat tail.
Wow.
Hey, furries welcome too.
You can get jerk each other off with the cat tail?
As long as it's not gay.
Right. Well, it wouldn't be gay.
Well, of Why course would, not.
No gay shit.
I mean, this is gay shit.
No.
This is fucking, this is just a couple of guys.
This is no
with
queers
a J.O.
allowed.
That's all.
Yeah. No queers allowed at this J.O. meeting. Is there more?
Look, I'm trying to find one here.
Oh, okay.
There's a bunch, but...
Well, there's all right, 15.
Last one. My roommate is obese, and I'm looking to have an intervention.
Oh, is that the one with obese spelled wrong?
O-B-E-S-E?
Oh, man. Never mind.
I am, me, good-looking younger kid living in NYC. I found my roommate through Craigslist, and it has been awful. Two L's.
Yeah.
Awful.
If you found your if you found your roommate in Craigslist, that's probably why it's awful.
Right? Hey, no gay shit.
Okay.
Just looking for another straight dude to live together,
yeah.
You know, share the bills,
yeah.
Jack each other off.
Share the
but
bed.
Hey, no gay stuff.
No gay shit.
Are you hairy? Because I'm into hairy. Are your balls clean shaven? I'm going to need a picture of your balls.
Okay.
She's 37 years old and severely obese. Every time I buy food for my small frame, she ends up eating it.
Excuse me? I buy
food for my small frame.
Uh-huh.
She eats it. She eats it. Like, I spent $200 on food. I had to go ask my mom for a bailout because of this bitch.
And you go out and buy food and this bitch
Well, no,
eats
with
it
the
all.
Bailout money, I went and bought cocaine.
Well, right.
But I needed to buy food.
Right.
And I need to get more bailout money.
Yeah.
Right.
From your mom.
Right. But when I did buy food, she ate it all. That's why I started buying coke with it.
Right.
Because it makes me not hungry.
Right.
She can't eat it, obviously. Because
I'm spending my money on coke.
Right. She tried to once. It numbed her mouth all up and she was drooling
yeah,
everywhere.
Yeah, she
it was
couldn't
awesome.
Eat for the whole day.
There's nothing I can do about it because she is bigger and stronger than I.
This is kind of funny. This actually reminds me of Marcus a little bit.
21-year-old adult? What? There's nothing you can do. You definitely couldn't, like, poison some of that food, so maybe next time she tries to eat it, she'll think twice.
Ben did that to Marcus.
Poisoned his food?
No, ate all of his food.
I need people to come over and stop this woman. You're acting like she's the juggernaut, bitch. Like, I mean... I wish I was... That's an easy problem to solve.
Just, like, lock the food away.
Just, like, poison her.
Exactly.
Buy some mushrooms, grind that shit up, put it in some of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Wait till she eats it. Come home, she's on the ground fucking crying, trying to eat herself. You look at her, be like, hey.
Now what did you learn?
Who's hungry now, bitch? Then you kick her in the face.
Yeah.
That's what really drives
you
it home.
You gotta end it like
you
that.
You gotta kick her in the
if
face.
If you don't kick her in the face afterwards, she'll never get it.
And then piss on her.
Right.
That helps.
Yeah.
She is an animal. Please be strong enough to hold this beast down while I get some stuff off my chest. If you have any sedatives, please bring them. We can fire them into her ass.
Yeah.
She only respects twinks, so no one over 30, and no Asians, and no geisha.
No geisha.
Right, Asians, geisha.
Right.
Geisha?
Right.
Right. No geisha.
No geisha.
No gay shit either, but no geisha.
No Asian geisha shit.
That's sad. Your life is sad, my friend. If
It's pretty awesome, though. Those are some sad fucking Craigslist ads.
Pretty awesome. But
pretty creative. The Mario one, I give that guy a couple stars. That's some pretty creative shit he's got.
That's got to be my favorite so far.
Yeah,
I
mean, it's not a bad idea. You know, I would do that. I would fuck a chick while she played Mario, whatever.
I'd play Mario while I'm fucking... I'd play fucking Mario while she's playing Luigi and we're both playing.
Yeah.
Just fucking and sucking and shit. Fuck yeah.
That's sex right there.
Oh, you ready for some fuck my life?
Oh, fuck my life.
Fuck my life. Today I got a haircut and the first thing the lady asked was, hey, you want to keep the mullet? What mullet? Fuck my life.
God.
Today my girlfriend and I broke up.
Fuck my life.
She told me I just wasn't her type, but gave me the phone number of one of her friends.
Really?
Since all the friends I had met had been pretty hot, I called it later. Her friend was a guy. Fuck my life. Fuck my life and fuck you, ex-girlfriend, you bitch.
That's awesome that she did that.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, that's weird. You're being really extra nice to me.
Yeah, it's like, wow, I never would have thought my girlfriend would try and hook me up with another chick. So let's fucking check it out. Hello? Hey, who is this?
This is Bob.
This is Terry.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you get a chance, because yeah. Terry's an ambiguous
Terry, yeah.
name.
She's got kind of a deep voice, but, you know, hey, I'll check it out.
That's a dude. Yeah. Today I meant to forward an email to my friend mocking a coworker's email, but I hit reply instead of forward. Fuck my life. Today I was woken up by my roommate's cat meowing so loudly at her door, wanting in. Suddenly it stopped. I was just falling back into sleep when I rolled over, and the cat was right there beside my head, meowing, fuck my life.
That's awesome.
Today, I live with these two noisy chicks. One is a fat and obnoxious bitch. The other is a bitch. Fuck my life. Why do people put themselves... Like, you made the initial choice to be in that situation. That's like, I don't get...
But they don't know it's gonna be like that going into it, maybe. Like... You know, maybe it wasn't like that going into
it. Test drive much?
Yeah.
Like, you don't, do you just meet and be like, I'm moving in? Granted, yeah. I did that once, one time.
Really?
Yeah, well, it was when I was working for Alamon and I was driving around. I went to Utah, Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good place
And I
to
get
be.
To this hotel and there's this chick working there and she's kind of a bigger chick and... I'm like, you know, are there any places that I could rent, you know, like weekly or monthly without a lease or anything? And she's like, well, I'm looking for a roommate. And I'm like, okay. Do you always take people in?
Like, yeah, this, like, I need a roommate.
I walked in and I was talking to her uh-huh. for a little bit about, you know, the place and where the job site I had to go was. And then, yeah, I was like, I need a place. And she's
she must have disliked you or thought you were so harmless that you
yeah, I'm like, well,
matter.
I'm not sure how long I'll be here, but, you know, I can pay every couple weeks or whatever. And, yeah, so I ended up living there. And then Adam and Paul and Bob came there because mm-hmm. they ended up at the same place and I was leaving, so they moved in, all three of them, with this
her?
Chick that I had been living with for like 2.5 months.
That's crazy.
Like, yeah, we were just friends. I went over to her parents' house and had dinner every now and then, like nothing sexual because she was
not you weren't into
right.
her. Yeah,
me and Adam did fuck the chick that worked in the gas station across the street though. Like, I did it once, just one night, and then I never saw her again. And then I guess after I left, like a couple weeks later, Adam did it and I got a phone call from him. He's like, dude, did you ever meet that chick at the gas station? I'm like, yeah, dude, she's a hoe. He's like, oh yeah.
Oh yeah, she is.
Nice, Salt Lake City, score one for you guys. But yeah, like, just right off the street, and like, everything was fine and stuff. But I mean, if I talked to her for a bit and she was, you know, annoying and obnoxious as fuck, I'd be like, okay, I probably still would because I need a place to live,
true.
I guess. But I don't know.
But you wouldn't be bitching about it and saying,
yeah, I wouldn't
fuck
be
my
like,
life.
Oh, fuck my life. I'd be like, oh, fuck me. I did this.
Yeah,
you know, this is
exactly.
my own design. Today, my girlfriend and I lost our virginity to each other.
How sweet and romantic.
How could this possibly end in fuck my life?
They're going to break up after.
Before I reached over to her computer and put on Your Body is a Wonderland. Surprisingly, I lasted through the song and didn't realize her iTunes was on random.
Ooh.
Rape Me by Nirvana came on. I still finished Fuck My Life.
What's wrong with that? That's funny.
Synchronicity much?
Yeah, that's good.
Were you raping her? Did you make up the part about my girlfriend...
And I lost our virginities. Actually, I
today
stole
I
hers.
Was raping this bitch.
Yeah, today I decided to rape my abstinent girlfriend because she's a prude bitch.
I noticed she had a computer. Huh. Yeah. Today the dentist had to give me a lot of Novocaine because my mouth wasn't becoming numb. After the fourth time, the entire right side of my mouth was numb, except for the two teeth getting worked on. Fuck my life.
Oh, that's bad.
Today I interviewed for a call center job. Fuck my life.
Yeah,
you can just end it there, bud. Making $13 an hour, the only job where they called back. I used to live in a doorman luxury apartment in Manhattan with a prime skyline view and clubhouse. This was last month. Fuck my life. Feeling the,
feeling the normal life?
You mean you worked for Citibank and you didn't get any of that 50 bill? Good luck. That would suck, too, especially going from all this awesome living, being your own fucking office and shit, to being in a cubicle farm, making 13 bucks an hour, just crying
living
to sleep.
Living in some shitty apartment now.
Gun?
You sold your fucking Beamer.
Oh, fuck my life.
Your Mercedes.
What goes around comes around, I guess. Today I received a text message from my older brother. It said, I want you. I hope to God it was intended for someone else. Fuck my life.
That's not fuck my life. That's just...
Well, if he really wanted you like that, yes.
That's weird.
Today I found out the girl I've been trying to date for 6 months is gay. Fuck my life. And the last one, today I was riding in a carpool when we passed by a church that has a shady reputation, and I say, man, all those people are being brainwashed, it's a cult. And the lady sitting in the back seat behind me says, I'm a member of that church. Oops. Silence. Fuck my life.
Fuck her life.
Today I was on a date with this girl, I attempted to put my arm around her, but I elbowed her in the face instead. Fuck my life.
Oh, that's a rookie move. Have you ever
done on purpose, because she was being just a toothy, mouthy
You were about to put her arm around, and then she said something.
Yeah,
you're like, whatever,
like, dude. Just popped her in the mouth. A little chin music. Oh, fuck my life. What's the time, please?
The time is 1 hour.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
That went by quicker than I thought.
I
thought
a half hour,
40 minutes.
Crazy.
You ready for some confessions?
Some caffeinate?
Some caffeinins? What's that?
Hey. Forgive me, Father, for I have sinned.
How many days has it been since your last confession, my son?
2 days, Father.
You may confess, my son.
Father, I don't give a shit about your soon-to-be ex-boyfriend. Father, I don't even give a shit about your roommate. I mean, they're friends. But I'm getting the impression, Father, that you'd jump my bones. And Father, I want that badly. Badly.
I'll give it to you, my son.
Father... I fantasize about killing the girl who gave me herpes.
Wow. That is crazy. Yeah.
Woo, woo.
Oh, man.
Shit.
Although, seriously, when you think about it, if you got herpes, I would probably want to kill the person that did that, too. I mean,
you would probably not want to be smoking out of this with me.
Yeah, that also.
Cheers, fuckface. How awful would that be?
God. Hey, you got a cold sore there.
Is it?
Yeah.
Fuck. I tried to put some cover up on it.
It's weird. It breaks out like every once in a while. It's almost like you got herpes.
If I could get away with it, I probably would, Father. Not really because of the herpes, but because she was the creepiest, most evil, and deranged person I've ever met. You might ask yourself why I got herpes from her in the first place, why I decided to fuck the most creepiest, evil, deranged person I've ever met. Like, hey, you know what I need to do tonight?
What's that?
I need to go out and fuck just the most creepiest, most evil, deranged person I could possibly ever meet.
Well, for how dark and depressed you're getting, you might be there.
I am about, almost there. I'm at the rest stop about 40 miles out, and I'm fucking taking a nap. She could be a serial killer. She's that bad.
Wow. Really?
If she had AIDS, she wouldn't feel guilty about giving anyone that. Well, in all honesty, if you had AIDS, would you feel guilty about just giving it to people?
No, because I'm going to die. I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
Father.
How many days has it been since your last confession, my son?
Well, about 2 minutes, Father. Oh. Why are you saying that? Father, I have an amazing girlfriend, Father. Yeah. I love her. I have a best friend who is also best friends with her. No big deal. I get a little jealous when they talk on the phone or hang out. Is that normal, Father?
Yes, my son.
Is it wrong for my girlfriend and guy friend... Is it wrong for my girlfriend and my boyfriend to hang out, Father?
Well, that depends, like, my son. Is that your boyfriend, as in you guys are having sex? Because that is... You can't do that.
If this depression gets any worse, I'm going to have to start doing shows 5 days a week.
I was going to say that at the beginning of the show.
I feel fine now.
Yeah, because when you were saying that, I'm like, we have to do this every day?
Wait, I'm good, but in the day, oh, man.
That's because you're out having to deal with people.
I hope it's just that.
Maybe it's just being in public. Like, I don't know.
That's what it is.
I'll get anxiety and just fucking angry and frustrated being around people.
Because when I get home, like, I'm fine.
Yeah, it's just...
I'm not, like, happy, but I'm fine, you know?
Yeah,
like,
you're not
it's quiet.
Pit, right.
I don't have to talk to people. Like, I'm okay. But
especially just, after how you were feeling all day.
Right, like, out there, it starts out at, like, zero. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm driving, every person I pass, every individual single fucking person I pass, it goes up a little bit. And then I get to work and more people, and like the more they, if I talk or if they talk to me, it goes up a little faster than if I'm just passing them doing 80 miles an hour down the road.
Right.
And then like the
longer I have. And then you gotta deliver the water to people.
Fuck me.
Maybe you're just getting fed up with people.
I think that's what
it
might be.
Because everything is... I mean, it's not... Everything you've said is with an interaction with another person.
Yeah. But, like, on here, I'm good. And, like, with our friends...
Well, because these are our... we're all friends.
But even
here.
My friends
right, true.
At work, like, I want
what about
to punch
if you
them
go
in the
like,
face.
Yeah, you need to go to, like, Scoreboard and see how you feel there.
And just... Massacre!
Just fucking kill everyone. Just leave the nine milli at home, please.
I'm worried it might come to that, and I don't trust myself, Father. So, is it wrong for my girlfriend and my boyfriend to kick it? Like,
here,
is that cool?
Wait, well, we got to rewind it, my son.
Please.
Say you're 7 Hail Marys, and you have your place safe in heaven,
and we're good,
and we can call it even.
Oh, so is that normal? My boyfriend, my girlfriend hanging out. You know, I trust both
Whatever.
Of them, but I hate them hanging out. Like, I want to call him and leave him threatening messages and shit.
Do you think he's going to try and steal your girlfriend?
Well, I'm afraid to tell her because I don't want her to be mad at me. He gets mad when he can't hang out with her alone.
Really?
I think he has feelings for her, but I'm afraid she won't believe me. Sad face, Father.
Well, if it's meant to be, then she'll stay with you and won't cheat like a fucking bitch.
Father, I feel bad for all of the naive girls who trusted me, who I hurt. Your daughter. Your wife. I feel bad, Father. I tried my best, and so did you, Father.
Wait, how hot were they?
They were hot, Father.
Really?
They were
an 8 or
like
9 or...
At least 8. 8 yeah. or more, Father.
What did they look like?
Fucking blonde hair, titties just fucking pow, just...
Mm-hmm. Keep going. Don't stop.
Hey, Father.
Yes, my son.
I'm looking for a bro to come over. We have some good bro J.O. time.
Want
to
play some Super Mario?
Are you hairy?
Yes. My chest is hairy, but I like to keep it clean shaven down there.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh. You idealized me. Is that a word?
Idealize? Yeah. Like an ideal... Like, no. That's
like, different. I'm your idealized...
Like, no, that's weird.
Idolized? Did you try to spell idolized?
That's what it is. It's
Excuse
idolized.
Me, sir?
That would have been so much easier.
You can't spell idolized without the O.
The O.
The O.
I like how we have all these random comebacks. That's awesome.
I don't know.
It just works in there somehow.
It hurts me, Father.
Where does it hurt? Show me on the on the bear where it hurts you.
Show me on the kid.
Yeah.
Father, it hurts me down here.
Right here. And you're special.
Oh, she's purring.
It hurts me to know you're doing that shit.
Those hard drugs and all, Father. But we hardly know each other. So it's not my place to say anything. I really like you, though. Think we could definitely bro down, you know, solid. Solid 14 carat, man. Yeah. We can do it. I really like you. In one point, I thought you liked me. I've been such a fool. But you've been ignoring me now. So, ... apparently not, ... chagrined smiley face.
Chagrined.
Couple more here. Months. Forever and always engraved in our rings meant something to me. I was like the Lord of the Rings, and you were like my little hobbit, and that meant something to me. Clearly, it never meant a thing to you. Since you threw the ring out the window!
You threw it into Mordor.
You know...
Into the fucking fiery bits of Mordor.
Whoa.
The fellowship between us has been broken.
And now
that I never thought
now,
I could make a Lord of the Rings joke.
And now you shall not pass.
You shall not.
You fucking shall not. Nay. You shall not. You threw it out the window. Like that was expensive.
Do you know how much I fucking spent on that fucking
Do you know how many
calls?
That
was like 8 paychecks.
Do you know how many calls at the call center I had to deal with to collect that amount of money?
You know how long I had to quit cheating on you hookers so I could save enough money to buy that?
I got one more. Do you know how many pizzas I had to get I had to deliver and only get tipped 50 cents per delivery? A fucking lot.
A lot.
And you threw it out the window. Why didn't you just take my fucking heart?
And throw that out the window.
And put it on a pizza. And I'll call and order it. And when you bring me that pizza, I'll only tip you 50 cents. But not to just tip you. Nay. To balance my checkbook easier. How's that feel? In your face.
I don't know. That's your heart on that pizza.
Did you know the last time I talked to you was December 7th?
No.
You don't know how badly it kills. 1-4-3.
Why don't you tell me?
I'm out.
How bad does it kill?
Fucking bad. Fucking
like how bad?
Fucking Michael Jackson. Fucking bad.
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 Ow!
Ow!
Simona.
1-4-3. You know what that means. Are you ready? For the last one, mm-hmm. Father, my last confession
yes,
tonight, Father, and then you can tell me how many Hail Marys,
okay.
How many Our Fathers. I don't like you, so please just take my hints and stop. Stop bothering me with your texts and your comments. I wonder how many girls I've given my phone number to, and they've listened to the show, and they're like, oh, so he reads this. I don't like you. Just take my hints and stop bothering me with your text messages. Stop calling me. Stop emailing me. Stop MySpace messaging me. Stop Facebooking me. Stop Twitter direct messaging me. Stop stumble uponing me.
Stop emailing me.
Stop YouTube.
Stop Skyping me.
Stop commenting me. Just stop it.
Stop.
Stop. I know that sounds horrible, but it's getting excessive and annoying. You don't even say a word to me when we see each other in real life. I go to the same school as you. I have the same job. You never say nothing. But then as soon as I leave, it's like, did it? Hi. Just stop. Because, you know what?
What's that?
When you do that, it increases the annoyance level by like a billion.
So what do you want from me then?
Just stop.
To stop?
Just stop. Hammer time.
Don't. I'm not giving that a ding.
Just trying to end it strong, dude.
Way to end it fucking strong.
That's all. You ready to do some news here?
Let's do some fucking
news. Episode 148, almost to 150.
Man, that fucking feels good.
Almost to that 150
spot. I can't wait till we get a tree fitting.
Tree fitting. Call it there.
Heads.
It is absolutely not heads.
Serious?
What's the
Again?
Matter?
How many times? What are the odds of that?
Well, 50%.
Yeah, but... How many times in a row has that happened now?
Quite a few.
A lot, like all week.
This one is called CIA chief in Algeria, accused of drugging and raping Muslim women.
Well, if they wouldn't have sex, if they would just fuck them willingly, you wouldn't have to do that.
Algeria, the new CIA hotspot. Vacation island.
Yeah.
You know what they're...
That's where they get their paid vacations at.
Algerians, yeah, man.
That's where they go.
Law enforcement sources...
By the way, here's some chloroform.
You know, do you
even
need them?
Can't carry it on.
Hey, just... I'm CIA. I'm actually the CIA fucking chief.
Whoa. What?
How's your wife?
How's your steez now?
How's your wife and your kids and all of your other...
They're a lot better now that you're in Algeria.
Raping Muslims
and drugging them.
Fuck. Law enforcement sources told ABC News that the 41-year-old officer, named as Muslim convert Andrew Warren, had been sent home in October for bad behavior. Go home.
You've been a bad boy.
You're grounded.
Yes. Sit in the corner.
He could face charges as early as next month. Well, hey, no hurry.
Hey,
I mean,
I'm not raping. I'm not going anywhere. I'll just be in prison.
They're Muslim. Are they real people?
Well,
we
not all Muslims are bad, technically.
Right.
I mean, they're still Muslim, I guess, which is bad.
They're good enough for the CIA law chief.
They're good enough to fuck.
They're good enough for me. excuse my
face. He's just drugging them and fucking them, though. I mean,
well, you know. Viola Chick says, fucking drama-hungry cunty bitches. That's all?
Yeah, that's it.
Investigators from the Justice Department allegedly found more than a dozen secretly recorded videotapes of the Mr. Warren performing sex acts with other women.
How do you slip that up? Hey, did you see that? What's that? Yeah, that's a camera over there. Yeah.
Is that on?
Did you ever look over there?
Hey, what's that little red flashing light mean?
What is
that?
Oh,
that means it's actually off.
Yeah, why is the zoom like? I can see it zoom.
Why would you record yourself doing that?
He recorded himself? I was thinking maybe like he was...
Oh, do you think someone said...
He was fucking in a place where there was cameras around? And
I took it as he was recording himself.
I don't know.
Being every time
it sounded
like
he didn't know. It sounded like he didn't know that it was on
maybe.
Tape.
Every time I hear about like sex being recorded, I think of American Psycho when he's like doing this.
Yeah, that part.
Like every time,
looking
every
in the mirror.
Time. That's so awesome. An official said one woman appeared to be in a semi-conscious state. Florida? No.
Both the women who came forward to complain had made sworn statements are Muslim, and the case could spark a strong reaction in the Arab world. I bet they're pretty thrilled about that.
Yeah, I bet they're because they're already fucking thrilled about this country as it is.
They're like, no, actually, that's how you have sex with them. That's they're used to it.
Like, hey, fucking chief of the CIA, I don't know if you know this or not, but we don't have that great of a reputation over there. So if you could just lay off the raping of fucking Muslims
on the apron
for like a couple more months, that'd be
of
great.
The Muslims, man.
Yeah, stay on the fucking.
Hey, CIA chief, whose job it is to uphold the law.
God.
How's your hypocrisy doing? Good? Are you
pretty
good?
Pretty good, it looks like.
Fuck.
He's got it down.
Proud to be an American, dude. Amazing.
Seriously.
This is our... That's our bro.
This is our people. Right
These
here.
Are our peeps, dude. We share genes with them.
Yeah.
Like, we actually might have that in us.
Mm-hmm. We came from the same place they did, ultimately.
Hey, cut from the same cloth.
Yeah.
Oh. One of the women said she met him at the bar in the American Embassy before going to his residence, where she was drugged. Well... You went home with him in the first place.
Yeah.
Maybe bad judgment on your part.
Probably because he told her he had drugs. It's not what kind.
Yeah, she's like, "Oh, man, you got the AIDS medication?
Yeah.
You can smoke that, man." Algiers is one of the most sensitive posts in the agency, as it works closely with local intelligence services against a branch of Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda! That has been responsible for major bombings.
It's Al-Qaeda.
It's Al-Qaeda.
I don't know. I'm just fucking with you.
They're responsible for major bombings, including an attack in the capital last August that killed 48 people, at least.
At least. That's at not least. Bad.
It's not good.
I'll give you, 2 points.
Yeah.
Out of 10.
I'd give them, 1.5.
Maybe. Yeah.
It's 48 people.
True.
That's, two grenades and a couple gunshots.
Yeah, but these days, it's kind of rough to get... those numbers.
Well, if they're all in one area, it's pretty easy.
True, yeah.
The CIA refused to confirm that the investigation was taking place, but a spokesman said, I can assure you, the agency will take seriously, I'm super serious here.
Seriously serious.
We will follow up on any allegations of impropriety.
Okay.
And also the rape charges. We'll look into that.
Yeah, don't forget about that.
ABC sources said the investigation expanded to Egypt, where the officer, who has not been named, served previously. Quote, "This will be seen as the typical ugly American," said Bob Baer, a former CIA officer. Really?
Will it?
I'm sorry. Can we? Hey, guys. Can we try and make the fucking rape and drugging of these Muslims that we're trying to kind of protect? Can we make that look not typical ugly American? Let's make that look shiny, happy American.
Let's make that look good.
Right. He was actually helping those women. It's really amazing story.
His penis actually has the cure to AIDS.
Right. And those women have AIDS. Because they live in Algeria.
Mm-hmm.
AIDSville, I call it.
AIDSville.
That's...
We Americans, that's what we call it.
Wow. How else would this be seen as, Bob?
How can you make that good?
Hey, Bob. Can you... The CIA.
Way to do us.
If you can't trust the CIA, who can you trust?
Oh, trust God.
What's stopping them from raping us?
Nothing.
I mean, other than the fact that we're not Muslim or Algerian.
Hey, I don't know if you noticed, women. But we're kind of getting raped.
Kinda.
I mean, kinda. Think about it.
Kinda are. Quote, "My question is how the CIA would not have picked up on this in their own regular reviews of officers overseas." Well, we asked him. That was question 4, part 3. "Have you raped any Algerian women?" And he said no.
So, what do we do?
Our bad.
How are we supposed to know?
I mean, it's not like we can torture him.
Yeah, I mean, he took
That's
the
illegal.
Test. Yeah.
American troops have been the subject of sexual assault and rape cases in places like Japan that helped turn public opinion against U.S. military presence, but it is rare for a CIA officer to be implicated in such a case. Because they're CIA. They know all the tricks.
Right. They know how to...
I'm surprised. Yeah, I think it is what you said, that someone put the cameras in there. Like, because that's surprising that he didn't see that.
If CIA is doing that, they're getting away with it.
That's awesome. That is it for that story.
Nice.
Well, story. What do you got for us here? Episode whatever the fuck.
Well, speaking of rape, holy shit.
Please.
Longmont. This when one is we, called, when excuse not, my
when
face.
When are we not speaking of rape?
Every Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Right.
This one is called Longmont Woman Accused of Raping Male Friend. A 53-year-old Longmont woman.
It's a dude that got raped?
Yeah, by his chick friend.
By a chick?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is he gay?
No.
I don't understand.
You
does not come.
Do you see this picture?
Oh, okay. Nah. What's he look like?
Probably not much better.
A hobbit? He's actually a midget.
He actually looks a lot like that. A 53-year-old Longmont woman was arrested Wednesday on suspicion that she drugged a male friend during a backyard barbecue and then raped him. Police
Those
said.
Drugs will get you every time.
Yeah. Hey, them roofies are a hell of a
She's
drug.
How old?
53.
Hey, how's your life that you're 53 and you're raping people?
Nah, single as fuck.
Like, isn't it rare? Aren't most rapists under the age of, like, 45 or something? That seems weird
know.
That you're
Yeah, that's
past
probably,
your,
yeah, by that time, like, you're probably you, not really caring
How's
that
your menopause doing?
Yeah, like, do you give a fuck about sex anymore? Really?
Yeah, I don't, that,
like, maybe you do, but not enough to rape, I would think.
That, yeah, that like, seems
you
weird.
Know, yeah, I can,
and that it's a woman, because generally it's the males right, that yeah. are more...
Rarely. Well, I've heard...
What's the word?
Very few
more,
times. What? Dominant?
Right.
More often?
More aggressive.
Of more aggressive,
yeah.
Yeah,
it's usually the males. Like, right. that's weird
yeah, it's
that...
Well, and plus, that's weird that you can, like,
that's
drug
weird
a
that
dude,
she's
knock
that
him
old.
Out, and she can still, like... He just knocked out, and she just gets his dick hard while he's all
yeah,
unconscious.
Yeah, that's weird, too.
Like, I don't know, maybe if
this
you're...
This whole story's weird.
Yeah, I'm just wondering if Continue. It's possible for your dick to get hard while you're unconscious. Like,
I don't
is
know.
Is that completely separate from, like, your conscious, you know, wakefulness?
Knock me out, and let's find out.
Fuck that.
Oh, fuck.
Okay, Janice Lynette McCarl was booked into the Boulder County Jail at 7:40 p.m. Wednesday on suspicion of sexual assault, a Class 3 felony. Longmont Police Commander Tim Lewis said, reports of female-on-male rape are very rare. One victim's advocate said that was only the second local instance she remember happening within the past decade.
Huh. So it
so
is.
So it's, yeah.
yeah.
I mean, it happens, but not that much. Lewis said McCarl is accused of having inappropriate sexual contact with a 50-year-old male friend. She allegedly took unwanted advantage of this friend in a manner he did not want or approve of, Lewis said.
Uh-huh. She's like, I bet it started out like he totally wanted it. They were getting fucked up. And then, like, the lights came on. He was like, ah! No, and she's like, hey, yes.
And then after he sobered up and realized...
Exactly.
There was a mistake, so he made up
rape.
A whole story that
rape.
She put drugs in my drink.
Yep.
Actually, I just got too drunk and blacked out, but...
Right.
Okay. Yeah, maybe. I can see
Is
that.
Rape an excuse because you're so ashamed of what you did? That's like the old...
Chicks,
I
dude, that's a total bitch move.
I was drunk.
Dude,
I don't remember. I was sleeping.
I have actually had a friend that a chick did that to him.
Really?
She got drunk,
right.
and she wanted to fuck.
Right.
And the next day, she
As
was sober, woke
do.
Up next to him, realized she did not want to have sex with him. And it's like, how can I get payback from my own mistake?
Oops.
Yeah, this is the same thing, but he did it. That's you, bitch.
What did
that
you learn?
A cunt.
What did you learn?
Drink. Oh no, I found it already. We need a time limit on the drink thing. If you find,
you get 2 seconds.
You get. Yeah, I was just gonna say 2 seconds.
2 second rule.
The man told detective the incident happened on November 9th at his Longmont house and involved unwanted penetration.
Oh,
he got fucked.
Whoa!
She fucked what? Him. I didn't even
she
think of that.
Raped him.
Yeah. What was we thinking?
Whoa.
We were. Oh, it's
that's
not...
what happened.
Yeah,
they went home
totally.
Together. He's thinking he's
yeah.
gonna get some,
and she
she's
him.
Like, I'm gonna go slip into something a little
yeah.
more comfortable.
And she walks out with a huge black strap
oh, he's
on.
Like,
And then
like,
the drugs
uh-huh.
kick in
he tried
right
to,
then.
He tried to get up and just.
duh. And she's like, it's party time.
Propped it up, turned on Super Mario Brothers, and it's like, yeah.
Don't forget the fireworks. It is vital.
Oh, man.
That is so awesome. Wow.
Yes.
Man, I can't believe that.
I'm really glad that's where this story went.
Yeah, me too.
I feel really positive about
that. I'm glad it's
that
and not what we thought.
Yeah, that's way better than what we thought.
Police report released Thursday details the graphic allegations. Thanks for that sentence. The man reported that he was at a barbecue at his home with McCarl. I feel like it's a dude every time I say McCarl.
Because it looks like a dude and it fucks does. Like a dude.
Yeah, that's a good point. He said he felt funny after some drinks, which he later told investigators were drugged.
She just
and
made
went inside
you,
and passed out.
She just made you her bitch.
Yeah.
How does totally. That feel?
She took advantage of
she
you.
She just made you her bitch.
You just got fucked in the ass by this
You're...
Cult.
Wow.
You failed.
That's so awesome.
Hey, 26... I think a fuck my life is in order.
Fuck my life.
Fuck my life.
26 says, I saw a really weird porno once where a dude was fucking a woman with a strap on. His limp dick was just chilling.
Weird.
That is weird.
Yeah.
This was after fisting her.
Okay, well that starts out weird. It's right. not going to get any less weird.
Right.
About a half hour later, he claims he awoke with a painful sensation.
Huh.
Probably in his ass area.
Like she just left it in there as, yeah. As a little reminder. Just,
yeah.
A little gift from me to you.
He said he remembered waking up intermediately when the woman's hands in him.
In what,
with the
wait,
woman's
hands with, plural?
With the woman's hands in him.
Hold on.
Hands.
Like both.
One hand, two hands.
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 Right, like more than
like
one
my
hand.
Two hands.
Right, multiple hands. Yeah. In him.
Yep.
Like inside him.
Right.
Like not on the outside.
Like in.
Touching
yeah, in,
him.
In as in inside his body.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
He said he could not
There's
fully...
only one orifice on a man I can possibly think of that could possibly fit. Hands.
Right.
Like, you can't fit hands in your mouth.
No.
She put hands in his asshole.
Oh, dude, I totally
hey,
got my finger
New Year's
in my
resolution? To get my hands just wrist deep up in some dude's asshole.
Really?
In 2009, I'm gonna do that. I might have to drug him, but I'm gonna... No, that's what I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Her 2009 right. New Year's resolution
right.
was to, like, do this, and she did it. And I couldn't be happier about it.
He said he could not fully wake up or move and remembered the woman telling him, it's okay, go back to sleep.
Are you kidding? Did you make that up?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's Shh. What it says.
You know it's what okay, I... Have you seen PCU yet?
No.
You still haven't watched it? Okay.
You downloaded it. We were going to watch
it. I have
it.
Well, there's this one part at the beginning where the dude... goes in and the David Spade's character is sleeping and uh-huh. Draws comes in with this chick and they start fucking and the dude like wakes up and Draws looks over and he starts screaming like, go to sleep! Go to sleep! Just like jumping on his bed and shit. I totally picture doing that being like, go to sleep! And then just fucking ramming the pine in her.
Nice.
Oh. That is sad.
That
Hellbrett
is
says PCU is a fantastic movie. I enjoy it.
He told...
Can you blow me where the Pampers is?
He told me detectives is recalled... What? He told
what?
Detectives he recalled waking up the next morning to find the woman sleeping next to him, her shirt covered in blood and lotion, and a bottle of...
And tears.
And
don't forget the tears.
Lubriderm? What is Lubriderm?
Lotion.
Okay, and the table near the woman, on
hey,
the table.
Should have used Johnson & Johnson.
Yeah.
You know why?
Why is that?
No more tears. Yay.
In response to his questions about what happened, McCarl allegedly laughed and said, what did I do, kill somebody?
Let's all make jokes, because we all know how awkward it is that this chick just pounded my asshole with a strap on and then... put her
well
hands
he doesn't
in
even
me.
Really know that like,
I think he does. I think he's blocking it out,
but then he wakes up and he's like, why are you next to me in my bed and covered in blood?
Right. If if you woke up like that,
is that his ass blood?
Would you come running out and be like, oh my God, I think I just got raped? Or would you come out and be like, what happened? I don't remember.
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly.
Oh.
You totally play.
26 yeah. says, buy your rape kits at adamandeve.com through the jam hole. That's right. Yes. Jamhole.com/support.
You can now buy rape kits.
You can buy the strap-ons to do the raping, and then you can buy the rape kits afterwards.
Mm-hmm. They had coffee together, and she left, according to the report. The man said he spoke with the woman later on, and she admitted to drugging him that night, but would not say what she used.
I'm not telling.
She apologized to him, and he told her that was mean, nasty, and disgusting, police wrote in this report.
I'm sorry that I fucked you in the ass with a strap on after drugging you and going hands deep.
That's mean and disgusting and
fucking
nasty.
Whoa!
You dirty whore.
I said I'm sorry, all right? If that's how you want to be about
forgiven.
It, hey, fuck you.
How would you like it if I had my hands inside you?
I'll be back tonight. Should have accepted my apology.
No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm coming back and I'm
Don't
bringing...
Don't fuck with
I'm
me because I fuck back.
I'm bringing lesbian friends and we're going to fuck your shit up.
Hey, don't fuck with me. I fuck
Tonight,
back.
Tonight, sexy.
Tonight.
We're going to fuck your little asshole. We're going to fuck it like we want it. Fuck it like we mean it when I'll dig you hard. I love that clip.
That was on the... I never heard that until the 1000th episode.
Yeah,
when
it's that black dude in the gym.
Yeah.
When you work it out,
Detective,
it's just like when you fucking somebody.
Detective have been investigating the report since then, police said, and arrested McCarl
and
on a
And completely laughing about it with their friends. Hey, honey, you'll never guess what happened today at the office.
Lewis, the Longmont commander, said McCarl and the man had a consensual, intimate relationship prior to the incident.
Right, when he was actually fucking her.
Right, when they were actually, and then he dumped her fucking nasty ass.
Well?
And, like, a few months went by, and she's like, I need to fuck.
I need something to fuck.
Yeah.
But I don't mean, like, I don't need to get fucked.
Like,
I
need I to
actually
fuck.
Need to fuck something.
Yeah, because, well, she wants to fuck him over,
she
I guess.
Did.
Fuck him back. For
over
what she
and
did
over
him.
And over.
Yeah. That's pretty much it for that.
Hey, is that it for that story?
Yeah.
All right, what's the time, please?
The time is 1:35.
All right. Is the jamhole.com/forums done having maintenance worked on its ass, perhaps?
No.
All right. Well,
it is not.
I'll read one more then, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, okay.
This one is called Charges Filed in Man's Attempted Sacrifice. Good religious... religious person should make their daily sacrifices
to... Right, you need to sacrifice your virgins.
Right, of course. King County prosecutors filed assault charges Wednesday against a Seattle man accused of attempting to sacrifice his live-in girlfriend. On the other... She was kind of a bitch, so, you know.
Well, that's why he was sacrificing her, because, you know, they sacrifice virgins,
well, hey,
I thought.
If she's a...
So, she's a prude bitch, so he sacrificed
if
her.
If she's such a bitch, then is it really a sacrifice?
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think
well,
so.
Well, see, I think where he's going is if she would have just fucking put out, instead of being abstinent and waiting until marriage, he would have had to sacrifice her.
Should have, could have, would have, man.
Yeah, you should have just fucked me. Now I would have had to kill you.
Now I have to fuck you.
Yeah.
See how that works? According to police, Omar Lamb's 26-year-old girlfriend arrived at their Queen Anne apartment Sunday to find him lying naked on a couch near a candlelit altar. Hey, honey, house looks different. Did you?
What's is that an altar?
Is that an altar? Are you naked?
Are you? Is this like a ritual cult thing?
The woman told.
Why are you naked?
All lactose.
Dominos.
The woman told police she was seated on a bed when Lamb attacked her from behind, pulling a pillowcase over her head and attempting to suffocate her. Pulling her head back, Lamb 31 allegedly sliced the woman's throat while yelling in an unidentified language. Lactose! Dominos! According to court documents, she told police she attempted to break away. Remember that game? Breakaway?
Breakaway? No.
Yeah. No? Alleyway?
and then the arcade version. Oh, Breakout. God.
Oh, Breakout. Jesus.
God,
really?
God.
Fuck.
Fuck my life.
Yeah, I know that game.
How did I fuck up an Arkanoid joke? God damn it.
You of all people.
I know. I'm sorry.
Okay, so you're two, Hail Marys for that one. Forgive me, Father, for I'm sin.
Oh, fun. She told the police she attempted to break away from him as he pulled her toward the altar, at which he had apparently been praying for hours before her arrival.
Hey, you gotta do your praying.
Were
gotta
you
get
really
my pray
praying
on.
For hours, or did no. you just tell them that?
Well, yeah.
It's like...
Who the fuck actually does that? I mean,
well,
everyone takes the shortcut. You
of
know.
Course.
It's
of
like,
course.
I just want to get skipped to the, you know, always. Ritual sacrifice murdering part. I don't care about
sacrifice,
the
sacrifice, murder, sex.
Yeah, I just like
time.
That part.
Fun time for me. Police assert that Lamb continued stabbing her during the struggle, cutting her chest, back, and shoulder before she was able to dial 911. The woman, police said in court documents, quote, was extremely fearful that Lamb was trying to kill her as part of a sacrifice. I was so scared. The woman told police he was ranting to himself throughout the attack. What do you think he was saying?
I don't know.
You stupid fucking bitch!
Yeah, that's what you get for cheating on me.
That's
not
exactly,
sleeping with me.
That's exactly what it was.
Something.
Quote, die, die, and go alone, Lamb said repeatedly. According to police reports, you have to go by yourself.
Wow.
Die, die.
That's brutal.
You have to go alone. The woman fled the apartment, pursued by a still-nude Lamb, according to police. Lamb, of course, dragged her back to the apartment.
Well, of course.
Right. Weakened from blood loss, the woman was still able to rush to the door when officers knocked. According to police, Lamb continued to chant when confronted by officers. It's the police! Open up! Fucking break it down! Boom! Lactose! I would pay big bucks, no whammies, big bucks, stop
that
for that
so
fucking
good.
Front row
yeah,
seat.
Yeah, that
dude.
Would be great.
Oh,
I'd like to be that cop.
Oh, man. Well, no, I don't know about that, but I'd be back there just chilling, eating popcorn,
no, I'd pay
singing.
$1 million to be that cop during that bust, just for that time.
Just to bust his
just
shit
to do,
up.
Just to open, knock on the door and him just open the door and do
he's
that.
So great. On Wednesday, prosecutors filed first-degree assault charges against Lamb with sentencing enhancements for domestic violence and the use of a deadly weapon. Chanting. Black magic. That's deadly shit.
That is.
We're
going to
tack on
that shit.
5 extra years for each one of those. Requesting that bail be set at $1 million in the attack, Deputy Prosecutor David Gross described the incident in court documents as, quote, vicious attack. That shows the defendant is an immeasurable threat to the community.
Wow, immeasurable.
Immeasurable. We don't even have the shit
our
to
tape
measure.
Measure is not big enough to measure
I don't know
how
to
bad
do.
This guy is.
$1 million. That was it for us.
We need, well, if we could get some of our fucking bailout money.
Fucking right.
It's Jesus.
We come bail you out. I'll bail out because it's bail. That's,
right.
That's nice. All right. That is it for that story. So, you want to read one more? We're going to get the fuck out of here.
Word.
You got another good one?
I got a couple good ones. I don't know which one to choose
26
from.
Says, I'll send clues through feedback in a little bit. You aren't getting out of this. We can do them if you send them.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, read story. Read one more story while he's doing
that. I don't know
that.
Which one to do, man.
Well, pick one.
Well, fuck. You
man
pick.
Uses knife to reclaim ex's breast implants, or
Latrobe teen put M80 between thighs to muffle explosion.
That one. I don't fuck what you all say. That one.
That one. One. Yeah,
I want that
good.
One.
Okay. I'll go with this one. Police said a Latrobe teenage.
Wait. What is this one called?
Fuck my face.
I'm about to.
This
do
one
that one
is
more
called
time.
Latrobe Jeez. Teen put M80 between thighs to muffle explosion.
Like, that's going to be really loud. Where
yeah.
can we put this?
Fuck. Oh, my. He's like, oh, fuck, I can't.
You know what else
my
is.
My dick and balls.
Hey, you know what else is down there?
Your
yeah,
dick and balls.
The boys.
Yeah.
I don't want. Bros. I don't want a lit anything anywhere near the boys.
You gotta,
you know?
You gotta protect the brojones.
The bro-
You know what I mean?
The bro-
Wow.
Right. You got big brojones, you know what I mean?
That's awesome. Oh, man.
Police said a Latrobe teenager who lost his right hand and leg...
Head, shoulders, you mean knees, and toes. Knees and toes.
Yeah, and oh, like fuck. In the explosion has acknowledged playing with a powerful firework and was not targeted or threatened as he first told police.
Huh.
So he told police that someone was threatening him.
Are you threatening me?
When he was just being a fucking retard?
Yeah, that's that about sums it up.
I guess. Wesley Kimmick, 17, of Latrobe, remains hospitalized at UPMC.
Are you retarded?
Presbyterian in Pittsburgh after a January 10th explosion at his grandmother's home.
Are you retarded?
Yeah, are you a... Really?
Explode...
Like, when is that a good... Oh, hey, I just lit... Like, he wants to light this...
Just set what that is he there.
In? Oh, he's... Okay, it was in his grandma's home, so he's in his room. He's like, oh, M80's cool. I want to light one of these. And he lights it in his room. He's like, oh, my grandma's home. This is going to be loud. Put it here.
But... Oh, that...
That's
wow.
So stupid. Like, any place. Like, put it in a Choo-doos. Fucking drawer in your desk or something. Anything.
That I way to take one for the team, I guess. Did she still ground his ass?
Probably.
I fucking would.
She had to pay for the hospital bill.
Fucking A.
Latrobe police said the teenager was playing with a large firecracker like an M80 in his grandmother's house. I totally just read that.
Mm.
God, there was a quarter stick painful. Of dynamite in the house where he was staying, and he got a hold of it and blew him up, basically. Said
basically.
His mother, Heather Adams.
Thank you for that, detective.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Blew yourself, you think? His arm and his leg is gone? Yeah. The boy kept...
An M80.
Whoa! The boy kept lighting and extinguishing the fuse, and when it wouldn't go out, police said he put the firework between his thighs and covered it with his right hand in hopes of muffling the explosion.
You know what? That happened to a friend of mine.
Really? He was just fucking around?
Well, check this out. It was one of those fucking big old rocket things.
Yeah,
and
okay.
This was the kid that I work with, and our friend that died in the skydiving accident,
uh-huh.
It was him.
Really?
The kid that used to give himself haircuts by lighting his hair uh-huh. on fire. Yeah, this kid, Joel. So he's there, he's like, you guys want to see a trick, and we're all partying at this house. And he fucking takes this big old rocket thing, and he lights the fuse, and he is trying to put it out with his finger, but it doesn't go out. He's like, oh, fuck. And he just holds it. Like this,
God.
And it burned the fuck out of his head.
I bet
and,
when it took off.
It was just disgusting smell, and it was all nasty and bloody and shit. And he's like, oh, I gotta go to the hospital, and he's like starting to kind of stumble and shit. And I'm
like
oh,
pass
fuck.
Out or something?
Everyone's drunk. I wasn't drinking at all then, so I'm like, all right, let's go. He thinks he can drive, so I'm sitting in the passenger seat.
What? You should
he's
just drive
driving.
Anyway.
He wouldn't let me. He's driving with his shit all...
Just getting
up.
Blood everywhere?
Like, passing out.
Jesus,
we get up by the hospital, and he passes out, and his head hits the fucking steering wheel. And I'm sitting here, because we're still rolling, and I'm
really?
Like, holy shit. So I fucking grab the steering wheel, and I, like, grab his leg that's mm-hmm. on the accelerator, and I'm, like, driving like this. And I get us up into the fucking parking thing. Like, uh-huh. It was fucking ridiculous,
dude.
And we stop, and he's, like, totally just passed out. And I, like, fucking carry him into
him
the fucking emergency room. And
damn.
Set him down in a wheelchair, and they're like, what happened? Oh, my Lord.
Yo, that's
like,
a lot of blood.
Still smoking and
wow.
shit,
just charred up.
Oh,
damn.
God, it was so gross, dude.
How was his hand after it healed?
Fucked up, dude.
Yeah,
they had to
scarred
skin
shit.
Graft the shit out. I mean,
wow.
It doesn't matter now. He
well,
burned
yeah,
up in the
but
fucking
still,
plane.
I was just curious.
Which is kind of weird that that's how he died in a fucking ball of fire.
Yeah, crazy.
Crazy. That it stunk so
synchronicity?
Bad. I think no.
Wow.
All right. So what? Was that for the story?
No. Police said the boy first told them the explosion blew up in a backpack after he was the target of threats from unknown police.
Liar, liar. Hey.
Or unknown people.
Liar, liar. Pants on fire. Huh? Yeah, you go ahead.
And that's it for that story.
All right. That was a great story. You ready to do some clues?
Are they in the
Yes,
comments?
They're right there in the All feedback. Right. Let's do some fucking clues. Cool. Usually the jamhole.com/forums, but I mean, fuck. Live video didn't work. Right. Why should that?
So we're using the fucking feedback and Ustream.
We actually gave live video and our forums the night
this
off.
This is how
They'll
dedicated we are. We aren't like Keith and the girl. We're just like, whatever. We're just going to stream the audio
we
and half-ass it. We're like, no, we're going to.
We did the first time.
Yeah, I know, but this, we didn't this time. That's all that counts.
That's right. This time is
Don't,
what counts.
Why did you have to bring that up? Like,
because you were
just
being
ruined
a
it.
Dick.
I'm just trying to give us props.
That is props.
Okay.
Because that's why it's still 2 a.m. and we're just now getting to the clues.
Yeah. Nice.
But that's cool. I like this.
It's been a good show.
Yes.
It's worth it.
All right. Let's do some clues. Usually jamhole.com/forums. Basically, you just sign up there. You post a link to a picture. You post a clue. From the clue, we have to figure out what the picture is. Was the first clue.
Way to be racist.
Way to be racist.
Is it that these colors don't run picture?
I like that picture. I made that picture. It's probably going to be like some wicked hate crime thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. For time's sake, survey says...
No.
Come on.
That is bad.
It's a black dude just
this
hating
fucking
his life,
fucking,
just
ugh.
Pounding a fatty. She looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow.
Yeah, she does. Exactly.
That is gross. All right, second clue.
The gooey crust on the inside.
It's going to be an infected, nasty vagina with just gooey,
or it's
going to
be a dick
crusty.
With some nasty pus coming out of it from some
one of the two
garlic.
Survey motherfucker says it is
there's poop in it.
There is poop in it.
Oh, and there's like
That's
what is that around his
really gross.
What is
semen?
That is
I kind of called it though.
Yeah.
A nasty gross vagina. There wasn't nothing coming out the vagina though. It was the asshole.
Yeah,
oh, next clue, please.
Nice fireworks.
It's gonna be.
That's.
I'm gonna go out on a limb here and say it's gonna be a nasty chick with a tattoo of fireworks on her somewhere. Just a shot in the dark.
I'm just gonna say someone that got blown up by fireworks because I can't think of anything. All
right, survey motherfucking says.
And that's what it
is.
It's someone that got blown their head got blown up.
Where's your head?
Where is it? I mean, the bottom part's kind of there.
It looks like Britney from that South Park when she killed her.
Next clue is arg.
Arr. Is it a pirate?
Yeah.
I'm going to say pirate. Okay. Survey says it is.
That is.
That's
disgusting.
Brutal.
Disgusting. It's like a head that.
Kinda.
Kinda. What's left of a head?
Like, it got. His head got run over by a truck or
something.
Yeah,
or something.
Just mangled.
Like, yeah, side of his face got crushed. You can, like, kind of see his mouth a little.
All right. Next clue, please.
Nice dog bite.
Nice
Someone
dog
getting
bite.
Their dick bit off.
Yes. With just, yes.
Yeah.
The survey says.
Oh, no.
It's
someone's
another gross
face
picture.
Yeah.
Cool. Next clue, please.
I wish I was a nurse.
It's gonna be a fucking, what's that called?
I have no idea.
Pap smear. It's gonna be like a chick's kind of thing. And with the doctor there, and he's like, "Oh, I wish I was that nurse because I get to look at
raunchy. To get to finger
I get to check out raunchy snatch all
day.
Yeah,
I get to finger a chick real
Survey
quick.
Says it's what is that?
That is
it's a
prolapse.
It's a lapsy.
It's a lapsy. And what is
That's
that
disgusting.
Shit everywhere?
Yes, that is shit everywhere.
That is a lot of shit.
See, that would actually make me say, I wish I was not a nurse, or I'm glad I'm not a nurse. That's disgusting.
Oh my god. I've never seen just so much shit covering just.
I've never seen a lapsy like
that.
Yeah,
me
man.
Neither.
That's a pro
lapsy. That is a pro lapsy.
Yeah. All right, next clue, please.
Nice drug lord fighting. Is that same one?
No, it's a JPEG this time. It's got to be just like drug lords killing each
other.
Yeah, I guess. Survey says.
Yeah, and it's another head blown.
Where's your head?
It's over there.
Is that a chick?
don't know. Because
it doesn't have a penis.
No, it's over there.
The penis is in his mouth.
Yep. The penis is in his mouth.
In his mouth.
Which is also separated from his body.
Right. Both heads. Wow. Hey, two heads, not always better than one.
Yeah, and he put one head inside the other.
Right. All right. What's the next clue, please? Is this last one?
Yep.
All right.
Fist.
Oh, it's going to be fisted. Someone getting fisted. Survey motherfucking says it's
two chicks.
Oh, it's two dudes getting fisted.
Is it two
those
dudes?
Those are dudes.
Yeah,
you
those
can
are
see
dudes.
Balls.
Yep, they're the balls. That is disgusting.
I appreciate that. Thank you, guys.
God.
Disgusting motherfuckers.
Those are some pretty bad clues.
All right, are we good?
Yeah, I'm good after that. I'm glad we do that at the end of the show because after that, I'm so done. Yeah.
What's the ending time there? All right, well, real quick, before we get out of here, there was one other thing I kind of saw today that made me smile, which during my awful, shitty day, it was nice to
considering how bad your day was.
You know, and I used to live here when me and the kid, Matt, that's here, the Asian kid that I said I hadn't seen in like 8 years, and then
here
he came
being
here.
Like locally
Austin.
Oh,
okay. Right, Texas. Right. Okay, so that's who I was with, and we used to live there. So, you know those construction signs that are all electronic?
Yeah, and it's just lights.
Right. So in Austin, Texas, apparently, some hackers hacked one of those signs, and guess what they made it say? What
did they say?
Zombies in area, run. Now, imagine, like, that's picturing us coming back from Austin. We just saw Bad Boy Bill. We're still fucking rolling. Yeah. Just pills, ecstasy. Like, we are rolling, driving back. Carload, just... Did that sign just say zombies?
In area, run?
Like, could you... Oh, man, that's so awesome. So, yeah, basically, if you cut open those boxes... There's a computer in
there. Yeah, it's locked closed. Right. Yeah, so I've seen the padlocks on the back of them.
So that's what they did. They hacked that shit, made it say that. I just thought that was kind of
amusing. Yeah, like a
amusing.
Computer in there. That's
and
awesome.
And they're all like, this is a very serious crime. People
like,
can get hurt.
They could have said something so much worse, and they just said something funny that
that's
didn't
funny.
Hurt anyone.
Hey, just relax, guy. Times are rough. We need this, okay? Yeah. We need this. All right, well, I think it's about time we get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Yes?
Yeah.
Yes?
Yes.
How are you?
I'm good.
Are you good?
I'm spent.
I'm fucking spent.
I need a cigarette and I don't even smoke.
I know, right? I feel like I just came my face off so hard. So, yeah, thank you guys so much for joining us in the jamhole.com/backup/Ustream. It worked out kind of nice.
It's not bad.
Yeah.
I don't mind it when we have to use it as a backup. I'm glad live videos are most of the time.
The thing I like about live videos is that it archives in half-hour increments, and that's kind of nice. And I didn't even record this. This one, you actually have to tell it start recording, I think.
Does it archive it?
I don't know.
Huh.
I don't think automatically. But like I said, I don't know. We've never used it. But thank you guys so much. We'll see you Monday.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You are listening to The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. The Jam Hole. .com.